TCR Diaries for February 17th, 2018. There's an Italian mobster that lives up the street from me. He looks Italian, but maybe he's Greek. I've never talked to him, but we've exchanged ways at the communal mailbox. I have a theory that he's in the witness protection program, although I don't have any proof to back that up. After seeing him mow his lawn, I suspect he doesn't like egg noodles and ketchup. His daughter is Egyptian. Well, one year for Halloween she was dressed up as a pharaoh, so I don't know if that actually qualifies her as being a true Egyptian. Anyway, this morning we both left for work at roughly the same time. He followed me out of our neighborhood, down Division Street, up along the Fox River, across the Prairie Street Bridge, and then he turned north on First Street toward Blue Goose and I continued west on Prairie. During our minor caravan, I thought for sure he was tailing me. He probably was. Maybe there's a hit out on me. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to wait until we were side by side and then give me a manila envelope with crop forecast for orange juice. But he didn't. And that, avid listeners, is the end of the story. Ye old anticlimactic climax. But wait. The real story is that sometimes we can be going down a certain path, have a good feeling that something extraordinary is about to happen, and then the story ends. That lottery ticket ends up in the trash with all the others. We don't get a leg up on the frozen OJ market and live out our lives on a tropical beach. Okay, fine, I can get sucked into the what I have is not enough and more as much as the next Clarence Beeks, or that there's something missing and only if I could get the right haircut then I'd be truly blessed. However, to be truly and fundamentally happy in this very moment will never go wrong with simply appreciating what we have. Plus, we can always take action to make things happen rather than plodding along waiting for the universe to hand us our next winning lottery ticket. When I do win the cosmic lottery, it feels unlike anything else. The clouds have parted and the heavens rain magic down upon me. Flashy, life-changing miracles only make me want more of them. They promote the good feeling that there's something more to life than just this. But really, enjoying the simple miracle of what's right in front of me pays overall higher dividends. It's sustainable, too. Something I can do every day, regardless if I'm driving to work or tying my shoes. Granted, driving the same route to work can get more than mundane, and maybe that's why I tend to daydream. But my point is that it's not very often our cosmic path takes a life-changing turn. Life just continues on as it always has, and we're only left with what we've always had. But there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes our courses don't need corrected. What we have now is enough. Or is it? Who doesn't want a fairy tale? In related news, on my way to work, the only parking lot I see that's consistently plowed is the liquor store on the corner of Prairie and 14th. Your call if that's fortuity. Finally, somehow Blue Goose generally works its way into my local stories. I don't know why. It's not on purpose, as I don't have a paid shout-out gig with the neighborhood grocery store. Maybe it's simply because it's the friendliest store in town.